What's the question?
So one has to wait for a long time to get a bona fide guru, or what means, like, as you also explained just now, that we have to wait till Chaitya Guru, Krishna's inspiration, or because that's what is the thing all about, to approach a bona fide guru.
I would take the word bona fide out of your vocabulary in terms of guru, although it's written in some books like that. But you can say that. It's unfortunate that you have to use that adjective.
Yeah.
Because 500 years ago, there wasn't any need to use an adjective like bona fide. It's like now you have to use an adjective. You have to say, is this a real cabbage? Or is this cabbage actually made of plastic and it was made in China? Because in a Delhi sabji market, they're selling cabbage which is made of plastic. It looks just like cabbage, patal gobi, same color, same texture, everything. It's made of old plastic bags. And the only way to tell is if you take a match when you're at the sabji market and touch it, it just starts, melting, like plastic when you have, like a plastic bag. So human beings in Delhi and India are eating plastic, 100% plastic cabbage made in China and being exported and sold in the market. So what to speak, next year it'll be carrots and so many things will be all fake. So now you have to use the adjective. Is this real cabbage or plastic cabbage? This is the Kali Yuga. So much cheating, so much lying, inconceivable. No one can conceive the depth of how degraded and decrepit and polluted and demoniac is Kali Yuga after 5,000 years. Intolerable and inconceivable. 90 years ago, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, this world is no place for a gentleman. That was 90 years ago. A gentleman means a sadjana. Sujana, a gentle man or a gentle woman. It's not a good place. It's become so bad. So 500 years ago, there was no such thing as an adjective, bona fide guru. Guru is guru. Guru, of course, means mother. Guru means father. It means heavy, means superior. But we have paramarthic guru. Paramarthic guru and arthic guru. Arctic guru does yajna, puja, etc. This dashavida yajna, this garbhadan sanskara, namkarna sanskara, this vidyakarna sanskara, chudakarna sanskara, many sanskaras are there. And andhyesti or andhyasti, whatever, the last one, death. Here in Sanskrit they say andhyesti. Atyesti or something means that last, death rite, rite of death. So these are the 10 sanskaras for the human beings. So now people that it has written by some modern writers and gurus have used the term bona fide guru. Why? Because when they're writing their books, there were so many cheaters and charlatans and fake persons dressed in saffron or dressed in white, big beards or no beards or shaved heads or hair or whatever, and teaching all kinds of nonsense and doing all kinds of nonsense and saying, I'm guru, this is spiritual, this is the way to enlightenment, this is the way to godhood, this is the way to liberation. And cheating lakhs of people and making lakhs of rupees. So then, bona fide guru. Is this a real cabbage or a fake cabbage? Is this a plastic guru or a real guru? I think it's, I am Google Guru. Ask me any question. See the box. Type in a word. You want Diksha. Your name, Krishna Das. The mantra will come, and I'll give you one password. The mantra will show up on your email address. Please submit your email address when you hear the beep. Beep! And 10 seconds later, the mantra comes. You take Diksha from a bona fide Google guru. This is the thing. So your question is that if one has a guru, then the path of spiritual practice is easier. It's never easy, it's easier. And when one takes diksha, lots of anarthas and lots of sins are destroyed at that time. But that's not the end, because in the same Madhurya Kandamani that you're referring to, about taking diksha, about the power of bhakti and receiving the mercy of Guru and the shelter of Guru, how many anarthas and how much negativity and materialistic nature we have gets transformed by the blessings and association of the Sadguru. But in the same book, it says that anarthas and contamination last all the way to the level of prema. So it's not, taking diksha doesn't mean the race is over. Taking diksha means the race begins. Until you find Guru, you're running all around trying to find where's the racetrack. You have your track shoes in your hand. You're running around saying, where's the track anyway? I'm supposed to run in the Olympics. I got lost. I've never been in India before. Where's the Olympic track, you know? Does anybody know? Oh, it's that way. And he goes to Old Delhi. Anyone see the Olympic track? No, it's not here. It's in Narayan Industrial Area. He goes to North Delhi. No, it's in South X. You know? So he spends all day trying to find the track, and then the games are over. And he didn't compete in the Olympic track meet in the Olympics in Delhi. He had the track shoes in his hand. He was all ready. So when you meet Guru, you have the track shoes. And when human form of life means track shoes, it's the track shoes, but you need to get on the track. So that, you're asking the question, when does that happen? It can happen in millions of universes and millions of lifetimes. Brahmanda Brahmate Kaun Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Datta Beach. We've been wandering through thousands of yonis and thousands of universes. Brahmanda Brahmate Kaun Bhagyavan Jeev. Brahmate means wander, Brahmanda means universe, Jagat. Jagat, Brahmanda, wandering this universe, that universe, this universe. And Bhagyavan Kaun, who gets that Bhagya? Whomever Bhagavan chooses to give the fortune to, he gets the fortune of meeting Guru, and he gets the fortune of taking Diksha. So what one can do is cry to Krishna, cry to Bhagavan, cry to God, pray to God. And Krishna is everywhere. He hears all prayers. He responds to everyone in his own time. You cry for 6 months, nothing happens. You say, the hell, I don't want a guru. The heck with that, I don't want a guru. And I'm tired of praying anyway. I want to get on with life. And I couldn't find one in 6 months. It's not that important. I'm not that bad. I'm a pretty good guy. I know about chanting Hare Krishna. I'll just chant and offer my food, and maybe if I'm lucky, when I die, I'll chant Hare Krishna. I'll be okay. All right, carry on. It's one way to go. It's not a bad idea, but it's a human form of life. We should try to get diksha. It's not in our hand. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. You can't earn it by punya. You can't earn it by sukriti or punya or fasting or dan or charity or anything. This is an offense. The eighth offense of the holy name is to think that bhakti, that the nam is bhakti. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu. Shravanam, kirtanam is the first two limbs of bhakti. So chanting the holy name, this is bhakti. So to equate or equalize the nam with dharma, hota, brata, tapa, that's told there, you know, in the Sanskrit explanation of the 10 offenses. It says dharma, homa, dharma, practices of dharma, practicing varnashram dharma for 1,000 lifetimes, practicing varna dharma for 1,000 lifetimes, doing millions of homas and yagyas, doing millions of tapas and bratas. It's not that. That's the holy name has nothing to do with that. It says, this is an offense if you think. So bhakti is the same thing. Finding guru and chanting the holy name, it doesn't come by any kind of sukriti or any kind of brata. It comes by mercy from Krishna. Krishna gives it directly, places bhakti in the heart, and for that to find its fruit of prema, that same Krishna placed bhakti in the heart, will, in his own time, direct you to guru, to bring you to the kingdom of God. How will I get guru? When will I get guru? Where will I get guru? We don't know. There's no answer to that. Seek, and the Bible says, seek and you shall receive. Seek means to look, to search. So we say, yes, seek, seek and cry, search, cry and pray, and if Krishna is happy and pleased, then he'll give guru. So I was mentioning that to consider that the holy name or chanting the holy name or the is the result of or equal to any kind of piety. That's the eighth offense against the holy name. So the eighth offense is dharma vratta tyaga huta adi sarva. Adi sarva. Adi means beginning. Beginning with all these things and everything. Beginning with these things and everything else. Beginning with dharma. Dharma vratta tyaga huta. Huta means now, it means homa, means yajna. Shubha kriya samyam api pramad. To think or consider that bhakti, or to think or consider that guru, or to think or consider that the holy name of Krishna is shubha kriya, is some shubh, as you say in Hindi, shubh kriya, some auspicious mangala karma, some auspicious activity, that is api pramad. That means a person is cracked. Pramad, mada means intoxicated, crazy. Pra means, the prefix pra means prakrishtarena. Prakrishtarena means excessively cracked, excessively crazy. If you think that by religious, by dharma, I said ashram dharma, varna dharma, or by brat, doing so many bratas, this brat, that kartik brat, and Chaturmasya brat and Chandrayana brat and Monday fast and Tuesday fast and Thursday fast and Friday fast, by brat, by tyag, by renunciation and by sacrifice and homas and all these Agnihotra yagyas and sacrificial offerings, all these things, that is pramad, that is an offense, the eighth offense of the holy name. So getting guru is, that's when you finally receive a proper guru. If you're fortunate to receive, now we're using again the term bona fide or proper, if you're, because it's, you know, it's infectious. If you're fortunate enough to receive a guru, a real, well, we might can't because now we're living in Kali Yuga, because it's the age of untruth. So we have to use these dichotomies. We have to make these distinctions, because in Satyuga was the age of truth. There was no question of somebody lying. There was no such thing as unbonafide guru or bogus guru. Everyone was a real guru. Everyone was a real Vaishya. Everyone was a real Shudra. Everyone was a real yogi. Everything. It was reality. Satya means reality. Reality means truth. Top to bottom, inside out. And now it's Kali Yuga. Top to bottom, people are cheaters. Top to bottom, people are liars. Outside saying one thing, inside thinking another thing. Outside doing one thing, inside doing another thing. Outside baby guru, inside blue movies, girlfriends, etc. I've seen in my own life, my own contemporaries. Two lives, you know, like Superman and Clark Kent. You know, Superman, he was a newspaper reporter, and his name was Mr. Kent. First name was Clark. He had glasses and he worked in the newspaper as a journalist. Maybe you don't know, a movie called Superman. Never heard? This is the story. He had two lives. He was a superhero. He was one man. Like in the daytime, he was a newspaper reporter. And someone's in danger. Then he changed into this blue uniform, and he could fly. He had all mystic powers. He could fly in the sky. He could go through fire. He could stop trains. He could stop bullets. He saved people. He's a hero, superhero. Like we have Ramchandra. We have Hanuman. We have our own superheroes, Ramchandra and Hanuman and etc., Bhima and all these great personalities of the Vedas, and Hitopadesh and what do you call it, Mahabharata. So in the modern world, they have all these cartoon heroes and Batman and Superman and all these, whatever they are. Everyone wants some hero.